Hey everyone, welcome to the Meal Mentor Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay S. Nixon. This is our premiere show, and I'm very excited to kick off this co-pilot series where we can chat about making the plant-based lifestyle more doable, especially while facing the common challenges and roadblocks we all face on our journey to live better, eat better, lose weight, etc. My first guest is a longtime Meal Plan member with an incredible transformation story. I really could not be more excited to have her today. She's such an amazing person and her story is very inspiring. She's just the best choice for this first episode. I'm so excited to introduce her to you guys. Since adopting a plant-based diet in October 2011, Beth has lost an incredible amount of weight, over 80 pounds, and she's kept it off. She's also gotten off her blood pressure medication, her cholesterol is dropped, and she's going to tell you about her amazing new numbers. And she also reversed her PCOS, which I know is a big issue we're hearing a lot of now with women. So we're going to talk about that today and her experiences and all of the other incredible changes that she's experienced, plus her husband and sort of her whole life. So let me give a big hand and welcome Beth.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. All right, so let's jump into the topic of PCOS, because as I mentioned in the intro, it's a big thing. I'm getting so many emails and questions from women, especially now that women are starting to have children later in life. And I was reading a statistic today that said between 1 in 10 and 1 in 20 women of childbearing age has PCOS. And they estimate as many as 5 million women worldwide deal with PCOS. And unfortunately, one of the downsides is that there hasn't been a lot of studies on nutrition and health and what that might play with fertility and PCOS. And you sort of stumbled on this solution as a part of your overall wellness journey. So why don't you kind of tell us a little bit about your history and sort of what led you down the plant-based path and how that ended up affecting your PCOS?
Okay, well, I have done a lot of research about it and figured out that insulin resistance has a lot to do with it. And I related, you know, insulin resistance to diabetes. They have a lot of similarities. And I thought, well, if this diet can help people with diabetes, maybe it can help me. So I thought I would give it a try. You know, plus both of my parents have diabetes and high blood pressure. So I was already on blood pressure medication and I thought this was something I could try that might help me. I'd tried all kinds of other things in the past and not had any luck. And I just stumbled into the right thing, finally.
Which we're so happy for you. And so how quick, like when did you start seeing sort of the change, the positive benefits, the sort of reversal of what was happening?
Almost immediately. Within the first month of changing my diet, the first couple weeks, I think I was going through a lot of detox symptoms, mm-hmm. and I had a really bad headache and I almost quit right then. And I'm so glad I stuck it out.
Right.
You know, it was not something I researched a lot before getting into. I just kind of jumped into it. So I didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't expecting the detox symptoms that came along with it. But, within a month, I had these horrible cramps during my periods. That went away that first month.
Oh, wow.
And that's why I decided I was going to stick with it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you mentioned the detox symptoms, because I think that's something a lot of people don't know. Even if they research it really heavily, you know, they do a lot of research, reading, watching documentaries like Forks Over Knives, etc. No one ever really talks about the detox symptoms. And I had that too. And I've worked with so many other members who've had anything from headaches, like you said, to some people have night sweats or they just feel like they have the flu, from anything from like their skin. Maybe they have a rash or there's dryness or they have runny noses. And it's really kind of incredible to see. I mean, well, one, it's unfortunate that we all like have these detox symptoms, but it's really incredible to see just how much a poor diet can affect us in so many ways. I mean, like you, I had a splitting headache and no amount of Tylenol or Advil was going to take it away from me. But eventually, like you, I stuck it out and I felt a lot better. And that's the story for everyone. But I'm so glad you brought that up because I feel like a lot of people expect to feel like they're on cloud nine the very next day and then they don't. And they're like, oh, this must not be working because I feel like crap. But really, it's just their body's cleaning. And so I'm really glad you brought that up. So what was it, just researching the PCOS, or was there something else that kind of started you looking into the plant-based diet? I know you said your family had a history of diabetes, and as we have seen, diabetes can, you know, be treated, at least type 2 can be treated with a diet, and a great book on that is Prevent and Reverse Diabetes by Dr. Neil Bernard, if anyone wants more information there. But what was it that sort of spawned you down this path? Was it looking for treatment options?
Well, I watched Forks Over Knives on Netflix, and that night I decided I was gonna try the diet, so I started the very next day. So Forks Over Knives is really what got me into it.
Now, we mentioned very briefly earlier that you've had some other benefits, like you came off your blood pressure medication, which you were on previously, and you've also had some other, you know, nice numbers. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that and some of the other great benefits you've experienced that you weren't expecting?
Yeah, like I was on blood pressure medication, and I don't remember the numbers exactly, but they were probably around like 140 over 90 average. And now my blood pressure average is like 110 over 70.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
And my heart rate also used to run right around 100, and now it rarely goes over 60. And then my cholesterol numbers are a lot lower too. I don't have the numbers right here.
It's okay.
But total cholesterol of mine dropped from 195 to 115.
Wow.
And my LDL cholesterol dropped from 118 to 55. And my triglycerides dropped from 156 to 119.
Wow, these are big changes, big changes. It's amazing.
Yeah. And then I've got, I've had other benefits as well. I used to have problems with my nails splitting in half and just like peeling in layers. And my nails are like perfect now. And my hair's growing a lot faster. And my complexion has changed. And I've gotten compliments, you know, saying that I've reversed age. You know, I look younger, so.
Which is always nice. And of course, you've also lost over 80 pounds, which is also amazing. But and a lot of people get hung up on the weight loss, which of course is wonderful for so many reasons. But I agree with you. My nails got stronger. My teeth were whiter. My hair was thicker. I noticed there was less in the drain when I showered. Same with you. My complexion just cleared. And I had awful acne. I was so embarrassed for so long, especially as a young professional, to have these pimples all over my face. Completely gone. Amazing. And I think it was also part of that detox. Just everything finally came out of my skin and my body so it could be healthy. And I'm glad you had that experience too. So before I started this interview series, I asked some of our other members, other meal plan members, to see if they had questions for you, since you've been doing this for a while and you're kind of an old pro now. And one of the questions was from Audrey, and she said, did you have any family or friends support you when you started?
Yeah, I did. I've had my husband Daniel there with me, supporting me the whole time. You know, that night after I watched Forks Over Knives, he came home from work, and I started telling him about it. And, you know, I kind of expected maybe he would question me. I think it was, you know, kind of a wacko idea or something, but he supported me the entire time. And since then, he's been adopting my way of eating more and more. And now he's almost totally plant-based. He will eat some fish sushi occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you know, at home, even when we go to his family's house, he eats what I eat.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And has Daniel experienced any benefits like you?
Yeah, he has. He's lost about 30 pounds.
Oh, great.
And he's, one of his biggest things that I told him, he didn't notice, because he was asleep, was have a problem snoring. And
really?
That has completely gone away now.
Wow. Which is great for you. That's amazing. Yeah, my husband had sleep apnea and a snoring issue, and that also went away when he went plant-based. And I think part of it was because he lost over 60 pounds. But even when he was still overweight and he'd only lost about 20 pounds, his snoring was pretty much gone. And so it's a curious thing. I wonder if it has anything to do. But like you said, it's kind of a benefit for us because we don't hear it anymore. Did he have anything else? Was he like on medications or have any other kind of medical problems? I think you mentioned maybe he had nosebleeds.
Yeah, well, we both used to have nosebleeds quite often. His was probably worse than mine, but I don't remember the last time either one of us has one. It's been years, I'd say.
And you have, and you know, I'm in love with your girls, Alice and Bob, the two cutest rats ever. What about them? Are they eating veggies along with you?
Oh, yeah. They eat what we eat. Some of their favorite things are quinoa.
Really?
Yeah, they love quinoa.
Oh, my God. I would have never guessed that.
They love walnuts and raisins and just about any fruits or veggies that I give them.
Wow. Yeah, I have two pugs, and the only thing they don't eat is celery. For a while, they didn't do bananas, but now we like bananas. But that's really – I never would have guessed quinoa. That's wow. Another question one of our meal plan members asked was, what is one thing you now know that you wish you knew when you started?
Well, I think one of the things I wish I had known about was the meal plans.
Oh, thanks.
I had no idea what I was getting into. You know, I didn't really do any research. I just watched Forks Over Knives, so I knew what not to eat.
Right.
I had no idea what I should be eating, so it took me a while to figure it out. But if anybody's just now getting into it, I think the meal plans are a really awesome way to start because you have your grocery list and everything you need. You don't have to count your calories or, you know, try to figure out what's for dinner the next day. You have everything ready and just grab it and go.
Yeah, that's what I love. It was a real save for me tonight because I finished working at 5:30 and I knew I had this call right at 6. And so I ran downstairs with my food from the meal plans because I did all my cooking on Sunday. It was right there in the fridge. And so I just grabbed it out and reheated it real quickly. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to have to, you know, eat it really fast. But because it was already made and the reheating only took 3 minutes, I still had 30 minutes to enjoy my meal. And I was like, yes, this is why I love it so much. Because otherwise I would have had to sit here hungry.
Yeah.
So one thing I know that you and I both share is a love of minimalism. And you've really kind of gotten into the minimalist spirit lately. So tell us some about your minimalism path and some of the projects you're doing.
Well, one of the things I was working on earlier tonight was cleaning up my closet.
Yes.
I've got a rule that I've been going by. Whenever I buy a new item, I have to get rid of an old item.
Oh, me too.
So I've been piling stuff up to give away. And also, I've been working on my kitchen. We just remodeled our kitchen. And we had like cabinet doors, and we took all those off. So we just have like open shelves now so we can see everything. And it's just really easy to grab. I've got like all my bulk items like beans and grains in a mason jar, so it's easy storage. I don't have to search for anything. I've got labels on them.
And does that make cooking easier for you?
Yes, definitely.
Just having it right there at your fingertips?
Right.
Yeah, and I love that. I love when everything's really well labeled too, because I once almost put cumin instead of cinnamon in like a banana dish, and I think that would have ruined it. But thankfully, I noticed before I dumped it in.
Yeah.
Your husband, he was a smoker too, right? Did he quit smoking when he went plant-based, or did that have any kind of crossover?
No, he didn't smoke. I used to be a smoker.
Though. Oh, you were a smoker. He was the snorer. That's what it was.
Yeah. So I had quit several years before I went plant-based, though.
And my parents were the same way. They were longtime smokers, and they quit when they went plant-based. And they were really worried that changing all their dietary habits was going to be harder than that. And they actually found it to be really easy. And they often compare their plant-based journey to quitting smoking, because they'll say, you know, even though it's been 10 years, every once in a while they'll still kind of want a cigarette. But, of course, they won't actually go do it because they know they're so much better off now in this new way, and they kind of focus on that. But that every day, you know, I think a lot of people think, oh, I'm going to be plant-based, and I'm never going to be tempted or feel struggle or feel anything. And while I would love to say, no, you're never going to feel that way, I think all of us once in a while kind of have that inner struggle, but then we come out stronger because we know, hey, we're better this way. For me, it's cinnamon buns. Every time I smell them, I'm like, oh, it smells so good. But when I don't eat it, like 10 minutes later, I'm like, I'm so glad I didn't do that. I know I would have been a lot not as happy if I had. And I know my stomach would have been really unhappy if I didn't. Have you ever had a struggle like that?
My biggest weakness would be peanut butter.
Yeah, the ladies love peanut butter. That's one thing I've realized with my members. My ladies love the peanut butter.
Yeah, so I try not to keep too much on hand. Like, if a recipe calls for it, we get the grind your own kind at the grocery store. A tiny amount of it.
Yeah, peanut butter is I wouldn't say a struggle for my husband, but he really loves it too. And so we can't keep it in the house either, because he'll just keep going and eating spoonful after spoonful after spoonful. And so he's kind of like, just don't bring it in because it won't last. And I think that's an interesting thing that a lot of people also don't realize, is that there are certain foods that you can't really control. Like, I don't particularly like Brussels sprouts, and so I can keep as many as I want in the house, and I'm not going to overeat them. But if I keep a chocolate bar in the house, it's just going to call me until I eat it. So I don't keep chocolate in the house for me, and my husband doesn't keep peanut butter in the house for him, because like you, he can't quite say no to it. He loves it so much. And so I think that's a great thing that we can all learn about ourselves too, especially when we're trying to eat better and lose weight. I don't go down certain aisles in the grocery store, like the chip aisle. It's not an aisle for me anymore. I just kind of hover in the produce section.
Yeah, there's a lot of aisles we never venture to.
Like, you almost don't even need to go down them. I'm like in the grocery store and I realize there's 12 aisles I never go down. I don't even know what's on them. I'm like, I think maybe cereal's on that aisle and maybe home goods is on that aisle. I don't know. Have your parents been inspired by you at all? Because I know you mentioned they had some health problems, and that was part of your inspiration.
My mom has, and I actually got her to go to one of the Engine 2 events with me last year in Atlanta.
Oh, wow, that's great.
So she was really interested in that, and she loved hearing Dr. Esselstyn and Dr. Bernard and Jeff Novick, all the speakers they had, and she was really inspired by that, and she's been incorporating a lot more plants into her diet, although I haven't gotten her away from meat.
It's hard, yeah, especially I think for our parents' generations too. I think it can be a struggle.
Yes, definitely. My dad just hasn't gotten interested yet. I don't know if we'll ever get him there.
Yeah, my parents were interesting. They always told me they were doing pretty good, and they really were. I mean, they'd made changes. Like, they didn't really eat fast food anymore, and they were eating, you know, whole wheat pasta instead of white pasta. And they're like, oh, we're doing pretty good. And, you know, me, I was like, oh, it's not good enough. You know, pretty good is not good enough. And then my dad had a heart attack, and that kind of switched them. And I hate that these traumatic events have to happen to people, but it definitely seems to be true. And but hopefully the more we talk about it and the more information we get out there, it can help other people sort of make a positive change before a traumatic life event, because sometimes you don't get a second chance, and that's which is very unfortunate for that person and all of their loved ones and friends.
Yeah.
Well, it has been an absolute blast having you on as my co-pilot, Beth. And I'm so thrilled that you were willing to share your story with us, because it's so inspiring and it's so helpful to hear what other people have been through and what their struggles are. If you want to learn more about Beth, I had the privilege of having her on my blog, happyherbivore.com, as the Herbie of the Week. And if you just search Herbie of the Week Beth, you will find her story and you'll see some of her incredible before and after pictures. And her story and her pictures are also in the print version of the Happy Herbivore Guide to the Plant-Based Lifestyle. This is the Meal Mentor Podcast. And if you'd like to learn more about our meal plans and give them a spin, visit getmealplans.com. Thanks, everyone.